appeal of Chiquita.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for David Brancaccio, with the global perspective on business and economics. Not too long ago, Chiquita, the big banana company, made an offer to buy Irish produce giant Fife's for about $500 million. Well, today, Chiquita itself is in the sights of potential buyers. Two Brazilian companies have made an offer to buy Chiquita. Here's the BBC's Theo Leggett.
The $610 million offer for Chiquita comes from Safra Group, an investment vehicle controlled by billionaire Joseph Safra, and the Controle fruit juice business, which is owned by a Brazilian family of the same name. The proposed deal would help to turn Controle into a major global player in the fruit trade, as well as helping it to diversify its business. However, the offer would torpedo the existing merger agreement between Chiquita and Fife's, which is designed to create the world's biggest banana supplier, as well as allowing Chiquita to move its tax residence from the United States to Ireland in order to take advantage of lower corporate tax rates. In a letter to Chiquita's board, the two Brazilian firms said their offer would be better value for shareholders than the proposed merger and didn't carry the same level of risk. They've asked Chiquita to respond to their approach by Friday.
That's the BBC's Theo Leggett in London. Let's take a look at the markets this morning. European stocks are down on growing tension in Ukraine. London's FTSE is off just a bit this morning. Germany's DAX is down 0.25%. U.S. markets gained a little ground yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average stepped up about 0.1% to 16,569. Shares of Chiquita, by the way, up more than 30% on news of that possible buyout deal. The FBI is investigating possible civil rights violations after a police officer in suburban St. Louis fatally shot an unarmed teenager this past weekend. 18-year-old Michael Brown's death led to protests and unrest in the town of Ferguson, Missouri, where the shooting occurred. Cases like this hit communities hard, as Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
Many of the costs of alleged police misconduct are not financial. Dick Simpson is a professor of political science at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Well, the greatest cost is loss of faith in the police department.
But there are also very specific costs with dollar amounts attached. For example,
more than $100 million.
That's the tab for a string of police brutality cases in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s picked up by the city of Chicago. It included court fees, lawyers' fees, and payments to some victims reaching the millions of dollars. Tim Lynch, director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice, says all that money has to come from somewhere.
The taxpayers of these various cities pay the costs.
Mostly through the city's general fund, says Professor Simpson, meaning if a city has to spend a lot on misconduct cases,
it diminishes the ability to provide services to citizens.
And to compensate, a strapped city might even raise their property or sales tax. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
Going to the movies is kind of an expensive proposition these days. First, there's the ticket. That's around $15. And then there are the concessions, which always seem to come with their own brand of sticker shock. Pricey popcorn, though, has long been the main way movie theaters make money. But now many theaters are going a step further to lure audiences. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
The movie Boyhood is about to play on this screen at the Nighthawk Cinema here in Brooklyn. But before it starts, people are busy ordering drinks from the bar. There's a bar. And placing orders with the waiters.
We have tables in between every pair of seats.
Matthew Vera is one of the owners of Nighthawk. You can ask a waiter here for popcorn if you want, but...
You can pretty much order anything. We have entrees, we have small plates to share.
There are heirloom tomatoes and duck confit sandwiches. And if you insist on popcorn, there's regular and truffle flavor. And really, you don't actually have to see a movie at all.
This is our sidewalk cafe, full-service restaurant in the front of the theater.
This is more than a fun business model. This is part of a survival plan for the movie theater industry. More and more theaters are experimenting like this to boost profits. Vera makes two-thirds of his revenue from the restaurant and bar sales.
I don't know how I would do just a regular movie theater. I don't know how you could survive.
For many years, theaters' biggest problem was that movie studios were taking the lion's share of ticket revenue, sometimes 70%. They responded by raising prices at the concession stand. Now they have a bigger problem.
Not as many people go to the movies as they used to before.
Daryl Ulama is a media analyst with Ibis World.
And that's because of rising competition from online streaming sites like Netflix and Hulu, and also demographic shifts. So younger people who used to go to the movies a lot now don't go as often.
Plus, movie studios aren't waiting as long to offer movies on DVD or streaming sites. Profit margins for theaters hovered around 10% in 2006. Now, they are at 4%.
Popcorn is not enough anymore.
All of this leaves theaters competing with home. How can they make the experience of movie going extra special? Some offer party rooms, even babysitting services. One theater offers movies on rooftops of abandoned warehouses, in hot tubs. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Twitter recently announced some pretty solid quarterly earnings. A lot of the good news stemmed from the social media site's impressive user growth. Twitter now has more than 270 million active users. But not all tweeters are created equal, or even human. In a new filing, Twitter admitted that nearly 9% of active tweeters are robots. That's 23 million accounts. It's not all spam, just accounts that tweet automatically, things like literary passages or breaking news updates. You can follow us on Twitter. Our updates are 100% human. We're at Marketplace. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.